Yeah. What's good? You already know what it is. It's be the G Shaw Cypher. You officially tuned in to On the Grind Live. What we do is we support anybody out there grinding. You know why? Because they grinding and we need to report it. We need to make sure people know what's really good and what's good with them. So when you see me, you see dope people. And you already know how I gets down, so I'm going to repeat myself. When you see me, you see dope people. Today, I got somebody dope with me. You already know what it is. You know what I mean? So shout out to the homie Dino Money. What's good, my G?
Yo, what's up? On the Grind Live, man. Dino Money in the building. Big two words.
No doubt. So Dino Money, man. Talk to me. Where's Dino Money representing from? Where's the origin from, my G?
Oh man, New York City's finest, one of New York City's finest, Big Queens.
Big Queens.
And I rep for the whole tri-state, BQE, Brooklyn, Queens.
Right.
Whole tri. I'm Southside Jamaica, Queens, till I D-I-E, man.
Shout out to Southside Jamaica, Queens. I'm from Flatbush, Brooklyn, so I already know. You know what I mean? What it is. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, definitely shout out to my New York. Yo, New York been definitely showing love to us. You know what I mean? So, you know, I had to get my New York people on here, man. So talk to me about the origin of Dino Money. You know what I mean? Dino Money is your brand. The name is your brand. So talk to me what made you decide that this is the name that you're going to choose.
Oh, man, it goes way back. Dino Money. You know, shout out to my late brother, Tone Mac. God bless the dead. R.I.P. Tony Mac forever. He gave me that name. One time we was just, you know, we was debating about some a money issue, something we was debating about.
Right.
And he just came out with the name, like, your name Dino Money. Since then, I ran with that, man, to this day. That's like over 20 years, so.
Right. I know. I feel you. As a fellow New Yorker, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For you, what was it like growing up in Southside Jamaica, Queens?
Southside Jamaica, Queens was like a lot of the, wasn't really too different from a lot of the other rough neighborhoods.
Right.
Or in New York City, you know what I'm saying? Except for the fact that, you know, we was more, I would say, like, how do you want to say, spaced out. You know, it wasn't too many projects, too many buildings. So, you know, we had to really go outside, be outside to make friends and be mischievous and all of that stuff.
Right.
But for the most part, it was a thing about you had to be smart when I was coming up, like book smart and street smart, because it was never cool to be a dummy. You know what I'm saying? We made fun of dummies.
Right. No, I feel you on that. So what part of your life did you decide that music was the way that you were going to go?
Early, my early ages, like I would say, like since 8 years old, I decided. I grew up playing musical instruments, even to this day. So music has always been a part of my makeup, you know what I'm saying? But as far as like doing hip hop and wanting to rap, I started from my older brother influence, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, Matt, God bless the dad. So, yes, just starting from him, watching him and what he loved and made me love hip hop. So,
definitely.
I started.
Definitely. I see the drums in the background. Do you play the drums or do you have people come in there and play it for you?
Oh, I it's a little bit of both. Like, I play the drums. I grew up drumming, you know. Shout out to my daughter. She's a drummer right now. I'm training her.
So talk to me the experience that you get, you know what I mean, or the thrill that you get playing the drums, man.
Say that again.
Talk to me about the experience, I mean the thrill that you get, and then, you know, the experience that you feel playing the drums. Let's talk about the drums right quick.
Okay, yeah, man, the drums is what started me really to love music, because I grew up playing in church, so
yeah. I'm
a church kid. If anybody who know anything about that, then you know it really normally starts from the drums, you know?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So ever since I could say I was able to read and write, you know, I was playing the drums, and that just became a part of me, man. It's the heartbeat of everything, you know what I'm saying? So I like that heartbeat feeling, you know what
right.
I mean?
Right, definitely. So from a music perspective, When what age do you can you say you took music serious professionally, meaning you got into the business of it, you started recording, and you started to really say, okay, I'm gonna do this for real, and then take it as far as I can take it?
Oh man, I started recording music in 2003. Like, that was literally when I first started recording in a studio, and my first session was in 2003. So ever since I got a chance to experience what it was like to hear my voice on wax in a studio,
yeah,
that's been, I've never stopped. I dropped my first project. It was a mixtape in 2006.
Right.
When people wasn't able to put together a full body of work, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I took it serious, I would say, from that first mixtape till now, man. Got over 15, 16 projects, so.
What's the first song you created? You remember the name of that?
The first song I created in the studio.
In the studio, yeah, yeah.
It was a freestyle. It was me, you know, spitting, talking my shit, you know what I'm saying? I was just went in the studio. My sister, Candy Mac, she took me to the studio, booked the session, and said, yo, my little brother gotta get this off his chest. He been, you know, he been recording on tapes. We gotta get him in the studio. So,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's how it went.
Definitely. So, you know, back then, from the very first time that you recorded all the way up to now, you know what I mean? Like, if somebody was to ask you, you know, what kind of music does What kind of music should I expect when I listen to you for the first time, given that you've grown and you matured in your music, and you know what I mean, know who you are, and know how you want to put these hits out?
Oh man, what people can expect, and what they, you know, when they listen to Dino Money for the first time, you're not going to hear like what's out like at the moment. Because I say that because I have, even though I have a evolutionary ability to stay relevant, stay trendy, I still have an authentic sound. So
right,
if you just put it this way, if you like hip hop in its essence, you like rap in its essence, I always stick to those roots, but at the same time I try to, you know, appeal to the newest sound,
mm-hmm.
but not at the same time not try to duplicate what anybody's doing. So
right.
You'll still get a modern and a current feel from any of my music, but you'll still get hip hop. So
right.
Look for hip hop when you want to hear Dino Money. Period.
Who influenced you musically?
My biggest like hip hop influence, group wise, came from Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang inspired me, I would say, majority of my music career. And like a solo artist, I really didn't have one particular sound.
Right.
Because I'm like, I'm a hip-hop baby for real. But I came up under more so like a G-Unit, 50 Cent type of umbrella cloth. You know?
Okay. Yeah.
Even before I could go before G-Unit, I was already inspired by hip hop. I was in Jay-Z, Nas.
Right. Yeah, that's the era I'm from too. Yeah, I understand. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, I understand definitely. You know what I mean? So what's the day in the life like for you in the studio these days? Like, do you have to have a certain environment? I see you in the studio now. Right. So you already in there. So, you know, what I mean, I see the background and I see the branding. But talk to me about like, what's your process before you get ready to lay down a record?
Oh, man. So for most people, I'll just speak for me currently, but I just had a comparison. I like to work in the studio alone, for the most part, because my creativity, it has no ceiling when I'm by myself. Like,
right.
When I'm with people, I could be easily influenced, you know, and that might not be what I really wanted to do.
Right.
as opposed to when I'm by myself, I could say I like something and then I really just stick with that. So like, but I like having people around because it creates, you know, it gives you a second opinion or it gives you more ideas sometimes if you have the right people. So, you know, like me being a real writer and a creator, a composer, I really genuinely like to have the right people instead of just anybody with me while I'm recording or I go in the studio. So typically most of the time I'll be in the studio alone.
I know how you feel as an artist myself. You know, I definitely like to zone in alone. You know what I'm saying? Cause I get distracted by people. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know, so I definitely know how that feels. Do you produce your own beats or do you work with certain producers exclusively, or really doesn't matter the producer as long as you can feel the beat that they presented to you?
The latter. Yeah. It really don't matter. What beat it is, as long as it really talks to me, you
know, right?
I could really like make just anything, pots and pans, into a, you know,
right,
a nice, you know, melodic, you know, song or a jingle or whatever. But I know how to make beats. I don't make my own beats because, you know, that wasn't one of the hats that I was chose to wear.
Right.
I have multiple producers, and I'm fortunate enough to have a wide array of beats. So
yeah,
I've never been had a drought with beats.
No, I feel you on that. I feel you. You talk about multiple hats. Like what are some other things that you take on as you know, the artist of your brand, outside of, you know, saying, okay, producer's not one of the ones that I want to do. What's some of those other things that you take responsibility for?
Managing my own affairs, you know, for the most part. A lot of artists, you know, they think that just going to the studio rapping or just being outside is where the game stops.
Right.
Artists. And that's not where I'm at. When I say I'm wearing multiple hats, I have to make music. You know, I have to work. You know, I gotta make money. You know, you gotta be presentable. Gotta uphold my brand by all. You know, even if that's as little as staying out of trouble.
Right.
That's all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, being a father. You know, just practicing, rehearsing. You know what I'm saying? Right. I wear the professional side of the artistry hat.
Right.
So that covers, you know, several
plethora of different things. Yeah. Yeah. No, I definitely understand. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, man, I'm on the same lane with you. You know what I'm saying? Nothing you said that I don't recognize. I can definitely understand. You know what I mean? Came a long way. Dope track, by the way. You know what I'm saying? Talk to me about who produced that. The name is self-explanatory, but give me the background and the origin about how that came about.
Definitely, man. It came a long way. It was produced by one of my producers, Nui. He's a new producer I've just been working with since 2024. He heard about me and sent me some beats to check out. And I ran across that. And it really it talked to me on a different, you know, spectrum, and I was able to really dig deep on that record and think about, you know, came a long way, how far I've came up until this point.
Right.
That was a record that I was driven to choose out of my catalog, you know, not just by management but a few other people. They was like, man, that's the record right there that you need to run with.
I agree. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got it. We got it on our radio station, Power 107.6, The Truth. You know what I'm saying? When we posted the flyer, we put the song with the flyer. We wasn't playing. Like, yo, I'm saying, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? As a fellow artist, I respect that track. That track is dope. Whoever told you that, whoever was the ear, the people in your ear telling you that's the one to run with. Like, granted, this is a, me, I like to hear all kinds of music before picking one. But if that's the one, then yeah, I agree. You know what I'm saying? So
thanks,
I'm with that. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. Definitely a dope track. Like, what would you say is like, some of the biggest accomplishments that you've, biggest things you've accomplished so far? Obviously, there's more coming, right? But up to now, what do you feel like is one of your big accomplishments?
That's I think about that often. One of my biggest accomplishments, if not my biggest, would be my body of music. You know what I'm saying? I was fortunate enough to have the body of music, extensive body of music that I have right now.
Right.
I got upwards to maybe 1,000 records, you know what I'm saying? And they're not just records that's just been recorded, it's been thought and processed, blood, sweat, and tears behind those records. You know what I'm saying? My body of work put me in an advantage state over a lot of, my fellow peers, competition, whatever you want to call them.
Right, right.
And it allowed me, it gave me leverage to focus on other things that I wanted to do because I already had so much music and projects and features and a collective of music that I was able to sit on and say, while that works, I can work on something else.
Right, right, right. No, I feel you on that. I'm going to ask you a question that one of my, one of the dudes that I know has a podcast too. And he likes to ask this question. I was like, I'm going to ask this. Are you living or surviving?
I'm definitely living because I would say every day, I think I do everything that I want to do. I'm never bored. Right. There's never a day that I'm bored, ever. I have too much going on in my life.
Right, right.
I'm never bored.
That's dope, because there's people out there depressed, bored,
With money, rich,
right. They could literally almost, literally have anything they want. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Or anywhere, change the weather, literally. You know what I'm saying? Get on a plane and be like, all right, I'm gonna go over here for a week and disappear and still stressed out or still bored, right?
Absolutely.
So I definitely feel you on that. So. Think about where you are right now and think about, your past coming up from the time that you was in that studio the very first time until just anything. If you can go back and talk to yourself in any point of time, whether it be the Dino Money that walked into the studio the first time or another time in between that, like what time would that be and what would that conversation be about?
I definitely wish, I could have made better decisions when I had my biggest financial backing.
Yeah.
Shout out to my man, Just Money. When it was a time, I would say around, I would change the game around 2014 when I was in a position to do just about anything that I wanted to do as far as my artistry wise, because I had the financial backing.
Right.
But what went wrong was that I was still premature. I didn't know what I know now.
Right, 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 right.
That's what prohibited me, halted my progress in a way that I know now that would have took me straight through the roof.
Right, right. I know. I understand. For me, there was a time where I told myself I'm stopping, and I did it for 3 years. And every time I think about that question that I just asked you, you know what I'm saying? For me, that's when I would go back and be like, "Nah, don't do that. Don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't do it because you know what I mean? You could have been further. I know for a fact I could have been further because people was looking for me. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know what I mean? When I said, nah, I'm retired or nah, I'm chilling, nah, you know what I'm saying? It was like, man, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't realize, you know, at first I thought they was just hating on my decision. In reality, I knew exactly how they, you know what I mean, what they were saying. And I wish, you know, I never had to do that. So that was a learning experience for me. So now if I know somebody that's really passionate about what they want to do and they get to a point where they're ready to quit, I'm like, nah, don't do that. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is why. So I definitely understand that. You got another brand that you pushing.
Yeah.
This is not music. Well, music, so to speak, but this is more on the entrepreneurial side. So talk to me about that and you know, how we got involved and, you know, where you at with it currently.
Yeah, definitely. I got the Blue exclusive, beverage, liquor brand. We working on getting into stores right now. Shout out to my man, Smitty Black, Blackwater ENTs, the CEO, co-founder.
Salute Smitty. Yeah.
You know, that's my manager. You know, he of Blue Exclusive. We got a lot of things working on that.
Yeah.
We have specific locations. For middle of May. You know, shout out to, it'll be in New York City. Locations, and we do ship. You know, also, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we about to turn up and have some things going, man. We going to bless y'all, man. Definitely.
Yeah. What we need to do too, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to talk about it in a minute cuz you know you in the next issue of the Grind Report. But you know, when we need to do is we need to kind of interview you down the line about that brand and let's feature that. You get what I'm saying? Let's definitely feature that. I see y'all people tuned in. You know what I'm saying? From different, I'm streaming on different platforms. If you know what I mean? If you there, you watching, put a comment in there. Let me know you there so I can put it up on the screen.
Chat.
You know what I mean? Dino, or so Dino, no, you here. You know what I'm saying? So definitely. So you know, yo, back to the music. Like, how do you feel like you're a game changer to hip hop now that we in 2024?
Man, the game needs originality. It needs I wouldn't say somebody that's trying to emulate anything or no. The game just needs the original sound of hip hop. Like, we don't need 100 people that sound like each other. We need different flavors like we used to have.
There was a point in time
where you could say, yeah, that's Havoc, that's Slim Thug, that's UGK, you know what I'm saying? That's Jay-Z, where everybody sounded different. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, damn near each one of these artists was chain game changers. You know what I'm saying? They could sell out clubs and this and do that each on their own without sounding like this man. Even the DJs, you know what I'm saying? Everything different. So, you know, like with Dino Money, that's all I really stand on is, like I said, trying to just be original, you know what I'm saying? One fan at a time.
Right. And I don't think a lot of people understand the one fan at a time thought process.
One fan at a time.
You know what I mean? Like, you get one fan talk to another person, become
one fan. Like,
that's it. You know what I mean? So and then that's a important piece of jewel that you know, no matter what it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you just like you doing this brand thing, you know what I'm saying? You know, with the liquor, like one fan of that at a time, that's all you need. You get what I'm saying? And then you start to collect from there and they start talking to each other and start spreading the word. Like, forget all this, you know, social, you know, you need social media marketing and all that. Ain't nothing better than word of mouth. You know what I'm saying? It gets around quicker than anything else that you know.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's word of mouth is crazy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, but we're going to talk about it. The Grind Report, issue 85.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to the homie Jay Hatch. I don't know if you know who Jay Hatch is. But you know what I mean? That's the homie But I ain't, you know, I want to make sure y'all understand why I'm putting this up here, because the homie Dino Money is inside the magazine.
Oh, yeah, we got them things.
You know what I'm saying? So Dino Money's in here. I want to make sure y'all can see that. You know, this is the hard copy. And just in case you couldn't see it, you know what I'm saying?
That's going to be in the studio in the frame in a minute, too. We got them. Yeah.
So what I'm going to do right now is I'm getting ready to share my screen. So we're going to show the homie Dino Money. You know what I'm saying? I want to go to the page before I share my screen, because I want y'all to see it up close and personal. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to all the artists that are in here. But, you know what I mean? Lately, my last 6-7 interviews were all people in the magazine. You know what I'm saying? So I want to make sure that that everybody know how we gets down. We try to make sure we support. And this is the Grind Report, part of my bigger brand, Groundwork Enterprises. Let me share this right now. Shout out to the homie. You're going to see it right there. Oh, yeah. Dino Money right here. Stop playing. You get what I mean? So in the issue, official, grindreport.com, grind with a Y. You can go ahead and get that supported.
Go cop that, man. Support
you know
that, man.
Like, read the story. You know what I mean? Some of the things that you heard today, you might see on there, but in a different format, at a different light. You get what I'm saying? So I want to make sure y'all understand what's going on. So shout out to you, for gracing, a page in here. And, you know, we just going to try to take it to another level. Shout out to the homie Smitty, you know what I mean? Because he hit me up, you know what I'm saying? So definitely want to put that out there. So, yeah, man. You got any videos or any projects or anything that you looking to release soon? Or we just really focus on the single?
Nah, yeah, I'm actually in the process of finishing up the video for my new single, Came a Long Way. You know, I usually drag my feet on my video production because I have so much creative thoughts, and then schedules and things get involved. None of my videos is never one day or nothing like that. But anyway, besides that, I got videos up, current videos from the past, you know, from that I got out right now. It's on my YouTube. You just search me on YouTube, Dino Money. And, you know what I'm saying? No Stress, my previous single that dropped before this one.
Right.
Check that out. Banger. You know what I'm saying?
No, I feel you on that. Let me ask you this, because I hear a lot of this, you know what I'm saying? Again, being a fellow New Yorker, you know what I mean? Like, I hear things like, yo, New York's not sound like New York. And you know what I mean? I'm hearing the drill music. I'm hearing this. Like, what is your take on the New York music right now?
It's a copycat scene. I just wish there was, I don't want to blame social media, but social media is involuntary suspect, you know what I'm saying, default, because everybody there see somebody that something worked for somebody, or what worked for Pop Smoke or Fabio, and then everybody thinks, oh, I gotta rush and do that,
right.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? And then even from it's a domino effect. It goes from the artist to the DJs, to then now the A&R. So then now it's like, all right, this is what we all gonna accept because it's working for these people,
right.
No, New York needs to get back to what we used to do, and that was just trend setting.
Right.
Having
the best boss. That's it. No, I feel you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I talk to some of my Brooklyn G's all the time, and I'm like, yo, we just need to do what we do. There's enough of them. You know what I'm saying? Let's show them us. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really about it, you know. So
just real quick, I did a show with Drewski. Shout out to Drewski, and like 98% of the artists was doing drill. Everybody was sounded exactly the same.
The same.
Everybody.
Yeah, that's crazy.
For the most part.
Well, you already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we got Dino Money to be the game changer.
Yep, and really, that's a fucking fact, man.
You know what I mean? The authenticity, you know what I'm saying, of sure, what you got going on came a long way. Is definitely something that y'all need to be, in tune with. And you see scrolling at the bottom, follow Dino Money Oh, my fact, my fault. I got something on that. Let me go fix that. Let me fix that right quick. Take out that mark. That was my last interview. Dino Money. You should see that. Follow Dino Money on Instagram. I am Dino Money. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all definitely follow him on all social medias. What do you feel like is your definition of grind?
The definition of grind is consistency, you know, paper chasing, consistent paper chasing, and without taking working backwards.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you're working backwards, you're wrong. It's not a grind. You're working against yourself. The grind is forward movement and consistent movement.
Right. That's definitely forward movement and consistent. I was talking I told a dude yesterday, you know what I mean? He had a situation, he have scenarios where, you know, he's not really as motivated as he feel like he should be, right? So now I was like, man, listen, when you're not motivated, stay consistent. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you wake up in the morning and you know, like, yo, all right, I'm feeling lazy today, but I know I'm going to go ahead and get to the studio. I know I'm going to get to the bag or whatever. Stay consistent. Or think about the reason why you're doing it, because it's most likely not just for you or even not about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, it's my family. For you, your family. You, like you said, you wear many hats. Like, there's things you got to do so you consistently make it happen. If you know, for those who do that 9-to-5, right? Like, it'd be days you don't want to go to work, but you know you got to go. You know what I'm saying? You know you got to go. So if you know you got to go, then, you know, think about that when it comes to your craft. You know what I'm saying? Right. What you're trying to do. So if you're not motivated, stay consistent. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, I try to do on a daily basis. Talk to me. Where else can we find Dino Money? Social media? You have your own website? All that good stuff?
I'm big on Google, so, you know, I just try to stick to Google, because it's just everything comes up, you know. You search me on Google and you'll be surprised, man. You'll be like, damn, this guy did this.
Right.
I'm big on building up my Google, so please, Google.
Any shout-outs you want to give to the people?
Definitely. Shout out to my manager, Smitty Black, Blackwater ENT, Blue Exclusive.
Yeah,
on the grind, the whole umbrella, man. Dino Money Media. Shout out to my daughter Danielle. Shout out to all my fans, man. Shout out to everybody, man.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you taking time out with us, my G. Sure. You know what I'm saying? Is there anything else you want to tell the people before we get out of here?
Definitely. Definitely. Y'all stream the music. You know what I'm saying? Each one, reach one. Yeah, even if you don't bump the music on high volume, mute it, but it still counts as streams.
Streams, right.
Stream the music, and that support, I appreciate it. Every bit of it.
Right, definitely. You know what I'm saying? You know, I like to you know what I mean? When I hear dope music, I actually do that. And the best time to do that, right, put it on mute while you sleep and then you don't repeat.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And let that thing just circulate. When you wake up in the morning, you had 8 hours of stream.
I've seen the effects of it. Yeah, I actually did an experiment on that, and I've seen the effects of it. It actually adds up. So.
Right.
If you don't do it for Dino Money, do it for somebody. You know,
for somebody.
That's free money. You're blessing somebody.
Right. Definitely. Well, again, I appreciate you tuning in when it is pulling up with us. You know what I mean? If y'all just tuning in and you want to check it out from the beginning, we streaming live. This is YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever they want to call themselves. You can hit the rewind button and we can replay this. If not, wait for the audio on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff. Stay tuned. You never know what's coming next. Shaw Cypher, Dino Money. We talking New York. You know what I'm saying? Brooklyn, Southside, Jamaica, Queens. You already know what it is.
All right.
Salute. I appreciate you, my G. Shaw
Cypher, man. Appreciate it, man.
Let's get it.